ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। कथं नुदारकादीना दारकेर्वपरायणः वर्तिष्यन्ते मयि गाते भिन्ननाव इवो ददौ।
King Puranjana continued worrying, after I pass from this world, how will my sons and daughters, who are now fully dependent on me, live and continue their lives? Their position will be similar to that of passengers aboard a ship wrecked in the midst of the ocean. Purport. At the time of death, every living entity worries about what will happen to his wife and children. Similarly, a politician also worries about what will happen to his country or his political party. Unless one is fully Krishna conscious, he has to accept a body in the next life according to his particular state of consciousness. Since Puranjana is thinking of his wife and children and is overly engrossed in thoughts of his wife, he will accept the body of a woman. Similarly, a politician or so-called nationalist who is inordinately attached to the land of his birth will certainly be reborn in the same land after ending his political career. One's next life will also be affected by the acts one performs during this life. Sometimes politicians act most sinfully for their own sense gratification. It is not unusual for a politician to kill the opposing party. Even though a politician may be allowed to take birth in his so-called homeland, he still has to undergo suffering due to his sinful activities in his previous life. This science of transmigration is completely unknown to modern scientists. So-called scientists do not like to bother with these things, because if they would at all consider this subtle subject matter and the problems of life, they will see that their future is very dark. Thus they try to avoid considering the future and continue committing all kinds of sinful activities in the name of social, political and national necessity.
Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate garim yat kripa tamam bande shi gurum dinataranam.
So King Puranjan, he's dying, he's still worrying, what will happen to my sons and daughters? Who will take care of them? He's dying. Take care of where you're going. Worry for yourself. What's going to be your destiny next life? But materialistic people, they can't think like that. For them, this material life is the all in all. It's everything. Mm-hmm. And they become overly attached to material possession, to family relations. And they think, without me, they are not going to survive. They will be like a boat wrecked in the midst of the ocean with some passengers. Like that. Mm-hmm. So,
yam yam bapismaram bhavam tejate ante kalevaram tam tam mevaiti kauntiya sadat bhava bhavita.
According to our state of mind at the time of death, that surely will take us to the next life. Mm-hmm. So the mind is the vehicle through which the soul is carried from one body to the next. And this has been going on for very, very long, long, long time. So the mind is the agent of transportation. Very subtle. So that's why Lord Chaitanya advised Cheto Darpana Marjanam. First cleanse the mind. The mind is like a mirror full of dust and dirt. And you can't see yourself in that mirror. So dirty. But if you clean the mirror, then you start seeing your real self. Like in the previous verse, Prabhupada quote this verse, Mamaivam so jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana manashastra nindriyani prakritistani karshati. Very clearly the Lord explained our position, that we are part of Him. Mamaivam so jiva loke, all the living entity in this world are part of Krishna, and jiva bhuta sanatana, we are eternal. But due to conditioning of the mind and the senses, we are struggling in this material life. Struggling is going on everywhere for survival, for happiness. Once a devotee asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, did Krishna create this material world so we can be happy separately from Him? Prabhupada said, yes. Then the devotee said, but Prabhupada is not fulfilling that because we are suffering like anything here. Prabhupada said, Krishna is not giving any guarantee that you will be happy. You can try if you want, but it is no guarantee. It's like a son asking his father, please buy me a motorcycle. Father say, no, it's very dangerous. You may have an accident. You may kill yourself. No, nothing will happen to me. Don't worry, I will take care. My friends also have motorcycles. I also want one. He insists so much. Finally, father say, okay, I will buy you one. But if anything happen, it's your responsibility. Don't blame me. Sometimes people, when things go wrong, they blame God. Why God's not helping me? But devotees, they don't think like that. Devotees think, should think, that when everything goes very fine, oh, that's Krishna's mercy. When things go wrong, that's my fault. It's Krishna's mercy, because I deserve even more because of my past misdeed. I deserve to suffer even much more. But Krishna is so kind, so merciful, He's diminishing. Because I'm trying to be Krishna conscious, it's diminishing what I deserve to have even more. But materialists, when they are successful, they think, oh, this is due to my intelligence, my ability. But Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, that ability comes from Him, no? Purusham Narishu. Purusham Narishu. I am ability in man. So any ability is coming from the Lord. I have a brother who is atheist. We always argue. He says, I only believe in myself. Jai Shri Gaur Nitai, Krishna Balaram Radhe Shyam Ki Jai. He only believes in his own power. And I told him, and from where you got this power? Who's giving you? No, I have by my own. Oh, really? So, if you are so powerful, can you avoid getting sick, getting old, die? No, these are natural things. And who's controlling this? Nobody, nothing. So materialists, they don't have much intelligence. You know, there is a story, real story. Once a group of scientists, they went to the jungle in Africa to study the gorillas. So they made contact with the community of gorillas. And gradually they start to communicate with them, teach them how to with signs, with their hands, they could communicate. So they taught them like that, and after some time they could have even a conversation. Oh, where are you going? I'm going to pick up some bananas. Like that. So anyway, once one of the gorillas died. So, you know, the gorillas are, what you called? They have only one wife, all life. Monogamist, yes. So, maybe humans should learn from this from them. At least that. Anyway, so this gorilla died, and they were putting him in a grave, and his wife was there crying. So scientist asked her with sign, what do you think that happened to him? And she gorilla said, oh, he's completely finished. He doesn't exist anymore. So people who think there is nothing else after death, they are no more intelligent than gorillas. That's the truth. It's a fact. So, anyway, unfortunately, that's the situation. Most materialistic people, they think like that. Once a dying man, he was calling his sons, Sanjeev, come, you're here, yes, father, I'm here. Naresh, you're here, yes, father, I'm here. And he was calling all of them, 5, 7 sons. All of you are here, yes, we are here, father. Who's going to open the shop today then? He's worrying, who's going to open the shop in Loi Bazaar? All the sons are here with me. So, anyway, of course, here the story of King Puranjan, it is explained, the chapter itself explained, because he was overly attached to his wife, he was born next life as a woman. But Prabhupada explained that that's better than people become attached to their dog and next life they are born as dogs. At least born woman, he's still human being. So, especially in the West, people are very attached to their dogs. Very, very attached. They eat in the same table, sleep in the same bed, and, even give some time their inheritance to them, their fortune. They leave it to the dogs, become so attached. Once Prabhupada was giving lecture in Mexico, 75, he was explaining this danger that if you think of your dog at the time of death, then you will be born as a dog. Then one man raised his hand and said, I don't think it's a bad thing to have a dog's body. It's very nice. And Prabhupada raised his hand and says, you have my blessings. They should come to India see how dogs live here. Once in Juhu, Bombay, Prabhupada was walking the beach with friends, disciples. And one street dog passed through, very thin, very, hungry. Prabhupada says, see, he has no master, he's suffering. And then another dog came, very fat, very strong, with his master, with a chain. Prabhupada said, see, he's happy, he has a master. So in the same way, all living entities in this material world, forgetting Krishna, we have so many other masters. Kam, Krodh, Lobh, Matsarya, so many. cruel masters, serving them at the last minute of life. They will never give relief. You know, once Emperor Akbar, he asked his minister Birbal, when a man, at what age a man can be free from lust? Birbal said, oh, that's very difficult thing. Even at the time of death, still man can be affected by it. Akbar was surprised. How that can be possible? Dying man still thinking of this? Yes. You have to show me this, how this is true. So he told him, all right, I will tell you. So one day he called him, let's hurry up. There is one dying man in the hospital in Delhi. Bring your teenager, 15 years old daughter, the princess, with us. So they went to the hospital. And they asked the princess to wait outside. So they both entered. And the man was crying, I'm dying, I'm suffering. And he saw them, king didn't care, you know, he was crying there. So Birbal asked him, asked the king, asked your, the princess to come in. So the princess came in, you know, jingle the bell and all this. So immediately the man said, the dying man at station was, you know, he opened his eyes very wide and staring at the girl, you know, he couldn't take his eyes from her, you know. But very beautiful princess. So Birbal said, see, even a dying man still can be thinking of this. So it's not an easy thing. We have to take it seriously, spiritual life. Otherwise, you know, there's no assurance. There's no assurance. But if we practice Krishna consciousness seriously and try to purify our heart or mind from material contamination, then there is hope. There is hope. I had once nice experience many years ago in 1988. I had some surgery. So one devotee was with me at the hospital, and I prayed to Krishna, please, I'm gonna lose consciousness now, so please allow me not to forget. So after I came from surgery, everything was okay, but I still under the influence of, you know, anesthesia. So the devotee told me later that I was speaking too much while still unconscious. So the nurse told him, that's very normal, all they speak rubbish, you know. But he started to hear what I was saying, and he said it was a Bhagavad Gita class. You are not the body, you are a spirit soul, your material world is temporary, full of misery, like that. So I thought, wow, there is some hope then to remember Krishna. Anyway, it took me to the room, and I still half unconscious, but I woke up because I heard somebody chanting loudly, you know, the Maha Mantra. And I thought, oh, who's chanting? What my surprise was, I was chanting. I woke myself by chanting. So there is hope. If we practice this process, Krishna conscious process, there is hope we can, you know, remember Krishna at the time of death. Antakale chamam eva smaram muktva kale varam yaprayati samadbhavam yatyatri nasti samshaya. If you at the antakale means at the end of life, if we remember Krishna at that time, surely we will go back to Krishna without any doubt. Krishna said. So all we are practicing now will be tested at the time of death. How much we really practiced. How serious we were. That will be tested at the time of death. Prabhupada said, you can teach a parrot chant Hare Krishna. But if a cat come and grab the parrot from the neck, he will not chant Hare Krishna. He will cry. Is it? So we should not chant like parrots, mechanically. We shall chant with feeling. Chant from the heart. What means chant from the heart? We hear this many times. Means the soul is chanting through the lips, through the mind. That's the meaning. The soul should take control over the mind and the senses and pray to Krishna for shelter, for mercy. So, some years ago in England, there was a Guru Mela. And many gurus came from India to England, and ISKCON devotees were also invited to take part. So one man asked one famous guru from India, "Can you please tell me what is the meaning of prem, love? What is love?" So this guru said, "Love, love, love. Love means when I leave my home to foreign place and I'm away for long, long time, then I come back to my home, and then when I open the door, I see my dog waiting for me, and he stares at me and I stare at him, and that Shakti energy, that is prem." So imagine, I mean, instead of loving God, loving dog. Of course, devotees who are Krishna conscious, they love Krishna, they love everyone, even the dog also, because he's part of Krishna. They give prasad also, they help, like Shivananda said, no? He gave prasad. Lord Chaitanya himself fed the dog prasad. He asked him, "Chant Krishna name." You know that story, Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, Krishna conscious person can benefit everyone. But people who are in the bodily conception of life, and they become attached like that, they are in a very dangerous situation. Very dangerous situation. So, this story of Puranjana is teaching us how to be free from material attachments by knowing the truth about our real self. We are part of Krishna. We belong to Him. We don't belong to this material world. So knowing our identity, because conditioned living entity always like to think my and mine, no? Aham mameti. Everything belongs to me, this is me. Then I'm Indian, I am American, I'm Russian, I am this, I am that. Prabhupada said politicians, because they are attached to their homeland, they may be born again because of their attachment. But they still have to suffer the reaction of their sinful activities in their so-called homeland. Recently one big politician died in South America. And many people came to, millions of people came just to see the dead body. And all of speaking, "Oh, he was victorious." Where is the victory? He's dead now. Where is all his power, all his control, all his charisma, where it is now? It's gone. So materialist people, they don't think about next life. They only think, because if they think next life, that will hamper their enjoyment. They prefer to be in ignorance. Like once I was preaching to one politician and I was telling him this truth, you know, the danger, because if you become attached too much to your dog, your next life, if you maybe even become a dog. And the man said, "And what? And if it, even if that is true, I don't care. Because if I will become dog, I will not remember that I was human being. So I don't care." And I told him, ignorance is the happiness of the fool. Ignorance is bliss for the foolish. Anyway, so we have to learn this lesson from Shastra that we are responsible for our own thoughts and actions. Although in Kali Yuga it is said there is no reaction for bad thoughts unless you do them. And you get the benefit of good thoughts, spiritual thoughts, even if you don't do them, but if you have them, you get the benefit. This is special mercy for Kali Yuga people. But if you think of bad things, there is a mental reaction. The mental reaction, you will not be able to remember Krishna. You still attach. You will be a pretender. Controlling the senses, but dwelling the mind on them. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, it's better to be an honest sweeper on the street than so-called meditator. So we have to be very serious to practice Krishna consciousness, to make our life perfect. Even in this same life, it is possible. Prabhupada told us when he visited South America, he said, if you chant 16 rounds every day and follow the four regulative principles and do Sankirtan, I assure you in this very life you will see Krishna face to face. And that means following without deviation all life, then is assured. You know that verse from Bhagavad Gita? Can't remember, but it said that if you follow Bhakti Yoga without deviation, Mamchayo vyavicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityaitam brahma buyaya kalpate. Follow the path of bhakti without deviation, you achieve the transcendental platform. And once in transcendental platform, no coming down. That's permanent. It's better to get some hardship by tapasya. Means voluntarily accepting some uncomfort for the body and the mind to practice devotional service with the idea to make spiritual progress. So this is tapasya, means controlling the mind, the senses, engaging them in Krishna's service. Should not be allowed to go here and there. So anyway, stop here. Anybody has any comment, questions? Yes.
Thank you, Maharaj, for your wonderful class and the stories you're telling. This one thing which comes to my mind, and when I hear about the spiritual world, so there's a desire that I wish I could have been, I could also be there. But then when I look at the mind and the body, I don't know, but at least the mind and the conditioning which I have, so I feel, do I deserve there? You know, we say that, always that the mind says I don't deserve to go back like that.
That's a good thought. We should all think like that I don't deserve. That he's asking if it is alright to think that I don't deserve to go back to the spiritual world. Yeah, that's a good thought. We should never feel I deserve. But at the same time, we should try to please Krishna. If Krishna wants, even if we don't deserve, if Krishna wants, he can take us there. Prabhupada said that Lord Chaitanya, even if you have 80%, he will put 20% more and take you there. Even 70%, he will add the 30%. So that's Lord Chaitanya's special mercy for Kali Yuga.
One more question I have. Yes. That, I have heard several times that Lord Chaitanya is more merciful than Lord Krishna. But when I see...
Who is more merciful than...
Lord Chaitanya is more merciful than Lord Krishna.
Yeah, he is Krishna also.
Yeah. At least in terms of his leela, we have seen. But we also see that his behavior with his personal associates or the standards which he has set, especially if we read Chaitanya Bhagavat,
yes,
the standard which is expected from a Vaishnava is extremely high.
Yes.
Then it really, you know, I find myself falling short of that standard, and then we feel, will we get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda? So that is again, it's my reflection.
Yes, Lord Chaitanya was very strict. Very strict. Especially with his renunciants, followers, like Chatta Haridas, very strict. But with his Grihastha followers, he was very kind, very merciful. So,
no, I mean to say, Sachi Mata, she committed an offense just in the mind and...
But that is Leela, that is pastime, you know. That understand. Sachi Mata is eternal associate of the Lord. She is Mother Yashoda. How she can commit any offense? No offense. What she thought was out of love. That this Advaita Acharya, because of him, my son left home and took sannyas with Mahaprabhu's brother. What is his name? Vishwarup. So she thought his name should be not Advaita but Dvaita, full of dualities. That's the only thought. But that was out of love, you know, for his son. And Vishwarup. So, but Lord Chaitanya to teach the world the lesson that you should not offend even a mind, a Vaishnava, he said like that, I will not give her prem, because she offended Advaita Acharya. So when she heard that, she fell at the feet of Advaita Acharya, touched his feet. Then Lord Chaitanya was pleased. He said, okay, you will have Krishna prem. Teaching the world, through his eternal associate. Of course, as I said, there is no, in Kali Yuga, there is no reaction for bad thoughts. But if you keep thinking of them, you will end up doing them or saying them. So better stop them at the beginning. Right at the beginning, stop them. So Mahaprabhu, Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gora Tuishe Namaha. He came to give something that even Lord Krishna himself didn't give. Krishna Prema. And he is giving through the Harinam Sankirtan. Through the holy name. Shil Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj said, don't try artificially to think about Radha Krishna Leela. Better chant the holy name, avoiding all offenses, and in due time the holy name will reveal everything. Krishna's Rupa, Guna, Leela, everything will be revealed. In due time, be patient. If at night you want to see the sun, no matter how many times you bang your head against the wall, the sun will not come. You have to be patient. Wait until morning, the sun will come. In the same way, process Krishna consciousness is a gradual process. Prabhupada told privately to Giriraj Maharaj, when he was Brahmachari, he told him, took me 35 years to perfect my chanting of Hare Krishna. So, it may take us a little more than that. Any other question? Okay, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Gaur Premanandi Hari.